So there is a kind of a viral video from this YouTuber named Shane Dawson that we were going to talk about later in the show. But I did not know about this guy. I am now, of course, interested in possibly checking him out and subscribing to his channel. But he has a weird conspiracy theory about Chuck E. Cheese.
He says, the pizza place where kids go and there's a big giant rat dancing around?
Yeah. He says that... pork chop, what is it that...
He says that, like, so when you go to Chuck E. Cheese and you order the pizza, let's say you don't eat the whole pizza and there's two slices left, he's saying the employees keep that, take it in the back and form a new pizza when you go to order it.
But wait, what if I take my pizza home?
Well, then you better do that, because he's saying if you don't, they're probably reusing it.
Does anybody... Let's just crush this right now. This sounds so dumb. 833-JOE-ALEX. If you work at Chuck E. Cheese... You actually have to work there. 833-563-2539. Is this like a policy, possibly?
Now, he says he is not sure if this is true. And disclaimer, like, this is just his theory. So it's not proven yet.
Well, it's to protect his butt, for sure.
Correct.
For sure.
So I'm protecting our butt, too.
Yeah. Everybody's got to protect their butt. I mean, do you guys really... I mean, I guess it doesn't sound that... To me, it's not that huge of a conspiracy, because there can be different businesses that I'm sure, like... Hey, they didn't eat all the fries. Put them back in this next order.
You have told us 100 million times, Porkchop, that you used to be a waiter. Do you guys reheat people's food they don't finish?
No way. That's extremely disgusting and illegal. Actually, it's unfortunate that, let's say something goes out to the table and you put it down on the table and they're like, oh, this isn't what I ordered. You have to throw it away.
Wow.
Honestly,
as soon as it touches the table.
I am shocked that you guys are shocked at this. This does not surprise me at all. I 1,000% believe that something like this happened.
What if with multiple restaurants or just this restaurant?
Multiple.
What if someone sneezed on it?
I 1,000% agree. I know, it's gross. I agree with you, it's gross.
Sneezed on it.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Good morning, this is Brianna from Greenwood.
Hey, Brianna, do you ever work at a Chuck E. Cheese?
I worked at Chuck E. Cheese in high school. Now, granted, this was 10 years ago, but I'm just going to take a gander saying they most likely have the same policy. They absolutely never reused any pizza. I mean, the grossest thing we probably did was, like, take it and eat it if we were starving, because they don't give us food there. But, no, didn't form any new pizzas.
Oh, they don't give you any food? You're not allowed to have, like, an employee lunch?
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh, man.
Once in a while, if they messed up a pizza... Messed up. They might do that on purpose, but
wink, wink.
Maybe.
Wait.
Yeah.
So
wink,
how
wink.
Long? How many years ago did you work there? Did you say?
This was 10 years ago, and I was actually the rat, and it was horrible.
Okay, but I'm saying in 10 years, I definitely think it's fair to say that not as many people are going to Chuck E. Cheese anymore, don't you think? Because kids are way more involved with other things.
Yeah, like iPads.
Trampolines, sure. iPads, video games. So, you know what? Chuck E. Cheese might be struggling. They might have formed a new policy.
There's too much fecal matter on the games. It's an issue.
Ew,
these things.
Okay, you know what? Can we have a rule here? We don't say fecal.
Mary,
this early in the morning?
Mary tweeted us at Joan Alex Show. She said, we have a friend that worked there for 7 years and said this is a lie.
Hey, good morning, Joan Alex Show. Who's this?
Christine again.
There we go. What did you want to say?
So I used to work at Chuck E. Cheese for about 8 years, and I was an employee and a manager. I worked all across the United States in, like, Texas, Minnesota, all kinds of places, and we never reused pizza.
So it's fair to say that this conspiracy theory then has been debunked.
Yes.
There you have it.
Now, did you ever wear the rat suit too?
Yeah, sadly.
Did you ever, like, do anything in the rat suit?
Stop. Don't answer that.
I don't know. What's that? I don't even know what that means.
Say, like, hey, big
boy. Yeah, I don't know what that means either.
Oh, yes, you do. You're such a liar. Thank you for calling.
What could you do in the rat suit? Like, you hug people and talk to people.
Whatever, pork chop. Like, you don't wear furry costumes on the weekend. Okay.